everyone. Welcome to another Aquila Group of Funds podcast. I'm your host, Matthew DiMaggio. Joining me is Jeff Hanna, Portfolio Manager of Aquila Narragansett Tax-Free Income Fund. We'll be discussing Rhode Island's post-stimulus economic situation, infrastructure, as well as municipal spreads and rates. Thank you for joining us today, Jeff.
Thank you for having me.
Let's jump right in. So we're about 5 to 6 months down the road from the American Rescue Plan stimulus package. How is Rhode Island faring in the economic recovery?
Actually, Rhode Island's faring okay. Revenue's actually a little bit higher than expected. Unemployment continues to move downward. Again, like many states in the region here, we do have a fair amount of companies and businesses that are related to the tourism industry, and they suffered a little bit during the summer, difficulty getting employees. But for the most part, revenues have been pretty good. They've been pretty steady, moving in the right direction.
Let's talk about demand for a moment. Demand is high across municipal segments, with relative supply being somewhat moderate. How would you say that affects the municipal markets, and do we expect the demand to continue at these levels?
Well, we are probably going to see increases in taxes and potentially higher tax rates, particularly for those folks who are, making less, or I should say above $400,000 annually. I think in the other case, things will be somewhat tax neutral. But, municipals definitely are tax driven. So I think most people are sensitive to that. And I think that's going to, going to continue to be an issue here in the second half of the year.
Thanks, Jeff, for the insight. In regard to supply, an infrastructure bill recently passed through the Senate is awaiting a vote in the House. If passed, does this bill affect supply and municipal markets in general?
It definitely will. Right now we're definitely seeing demand outstripping supply. There still are a number, particularly in Rhode Island, there still are a number of projects waiting to be funded and coming to market. So I think, overall here, that'll be providing some additional supply, but there is that definitely demand to meet that here in Rhode Island, particularly given the current tax situation. But should tax rates get changed and see some movement here coming out of the Biden administration, either before the end of the year, early next year, again, I think folks are anticipating that that will be the case.
Great, thank you. Jeff, you alluded to a potential tax increase coming out of Washington. Can you speak more broadly to that and how it might affect the municipal market and how you see it involving rates as well?
Sure. Yeah, I think you have to kind of take a step back here and realize that munis are really tax-driven. So they're a little less sensitive to the overall movement in rates. They follow Treasury rates to some degree, but, again, they are tax-driven. And, again, from what's happened here the first half of the year, spreads have gotten very, very tight because of supply. But what you're also seeing is, that is an anticipation that there will be some change in tax rates. Now, if that doesn't happen or if there's something significantly different than kind of what's been put out there, you could see spreads, widen out a little bit. But, again, I wouldn't expect their munis in the second half of the year here really to tighten much further. I mean, you really can't squeeze much more juice out of that orange.
Yeah, that's an important topic. And you mentioned as well credit spreads, and we're seeing incredibly narrow levels, especially historically. Does this say anything about the mindset of investors more specifically?
Well, I think, I think spreads have really tightened in, right? So you end up with high-quality spreads being about the same as low-quality spreads. And normally when you see that happen, the up-in-quality trade makes more sense. In other words, buying single, even double or triple A paper as opposed to the triple B or below investment grade paper. And because, again, the chances are you're going to start to see some spread widening. Normally that happens in the lower quality.
Jeff, what are your expectations for the rest of 2021 and heading into 2022 around rates and, more importantly, inflation? And tell us how you've positioned your portfolio currently.
Sure. Yeah, I think we're starting to see some signs of inflation abating a bit. Right now you have seen a few areas where these bottlenecks have kind of backed off a little bit and prices coming down. There are some that are still elevated because of, related to the COVID-19. And then, of course, you have the Fed in here, talking about tapering. Expectation, anyway, is that they may start doing that towards the end of the year. And again, with respect to that and whatever happens with the infrastructure bill that gets passed and whatever dollar amount that is, again, that could, in and of itself, push rates a little bit higher, other things being equal. In anticipation of that, I say the portfolio has been positioned somewhat defensively, have looked towards kind of higher coupons in the portfolio with some shorter maturities. And clearly want to make sure that should we start to see rates move up higher, those bonds actually, relatively speaking, should perform better. So we want to make sure that's the case. The duration of the portfolio, which is a reflection of price sensitivity, is, somewhere around between, 4.25 years. I think that's fairly defensive. And the impacts, sometimes what's more important is not just the movement of interest rates, but the impact has to do with more of the shape and the shape of the yield curve. So there are points along the yield curve, where there's some value, and that's what we're looking for.
All very insightful information, Jeff. Thanks again for joining us for this Aquila Funds podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. The opinions shared are those of the portfolio managers and do not necessarily reflect those of the investment advisor or sub-advisor of the fund. Before investing in a fund, carefully read about and consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information found in the fund prospectus. The prospectus is available from your financial advisor when you visit www.aquilafunds.com or call 800-437-1020. Information regarding holdings is subject to change and is not necessarily representative of the entire portfolio. Mutual fund investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible. Investments in bonds may decline in value due to rising interest rates, a real or perceived decline in credit quality of the issuer, borrower, counterparty, or collateral, adverse tax or legislative changes, court decisions, market or economic conditions. Fund performance could be more volatile than that of the funds with greater geographic diversification. For more information on the entire Aquila Group of Funds, please visit www.aquilafunds.com. The fund seeks to provide a high level of income exempt from state and federal income tax, as is consistent with capital preservation. Past performance does not guarantee future results. For certain investors, some dividends may be subject to federal and state income taxes, including the alternative minimum tax, referred to as AMT. Please consult your tax professional. Independent rating services such as Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch assign ratings which generally range from AAA, AAA, highest, to D, lowest, to indicate the creditworthiness of underlying bonds in the portfolio, where the independent rating services differ in the rating assigned to an issue or do not provide a rating for an issue, the highest available rating is used in calculating allocations by rating. Pre-refunded or escrowed bonds are issued to retire or regain an outstanding bond issue at a specific call date. Until the call date, the proceeds of the bond issuance are typically placed in a trust and invested in U.S. Treasury bonds or state and local government securities. Modified and effective duration both measure the value of a security in response to a change in interest rates. Effective duration also takes into account the effect of embedded options. The weighted average life, also referred to as weighted average maturity, is a reflection of the quickness with which the principal of an issue is expected to be paid. A credit spread is a difference in yield between two bonds of similar maturity but different credit quality. Taxable equivalent yield is the return that is required on a taxable investment to make it equal to the return on a tax-exempt investment. For certain investors, net investment income tax, known as NIIT, may apply. NIIT is a 3.8% tax established by the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act that applies to the lesser of the net investment income or a taxpayer's modified adjusted gross income above an applicable threshold amount. The acronym PERS, P-E-R-S, stands for Public Employee Retirement System. The acronym PERA, P-E-R-A, stands for Public Employees Retirement Association. CARES Act stands for Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Yield refers to the earnings generated and realized on an investment over a specific period. Yield is expressed as a percentage based on the invested amount, current market value, or face value of the security, and includes the interest earned or dividends received from holding a particular security. The yield ratio represents the comparison of the expected yield of one bond to the expected yield of another. A yield ratio is important when deciding whether to invest in one bond or another. Generally, the higher yield is considered better.